This week, Governor Jay Inslee is rolling out his proposed budget for the next 2 years. Yesterday, the theme was combating climate change. Today, it's mental health. On Thursday, the overall spending plan and Inslee's ORCA recovery strategy will be unveiled. Joining me now live to discuss all of this is KNKX Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins. Austin, let's start with the climate package and what's not in it, a carbon fee or tax. Why not?
Right, and this is something that we've seen the governor pushing for over the last several years. It was on the ballot this year, and it was defeated soundly by voters. And I think the reality by the governor and advocates for putting a fee on carbon is that this just isn't viable right now and that they need a different and new strategy. It's also true that Democrats are expected to be pushing for a capital gains tax this year. And so sort of a double barrel tax proposal might be an especially tough sell. So really what Inslee is doing now on climate is pivoting instead of to a silver bullet approach, as he describes it, to more of a scattershot approach. It's things like all renewable energy sources by 2045, converting ferries to electric hybrid, doing some sort of low carbon fuel standard, that sort of approach as opposed to a carbon fee or tax.
So the governor is going to be unveiling plans around mental health spending today, and there's a lot of pressure on him with this one after Western State Hospital lost federal funding and there have been lawsuits. What do you expect to hear from him?
Well, he's been talking about a five-year plan to transition civil or non-criminal patients out of the state hospitals and into new 16-bed facilities out in the community. Facilities, by the way, that would still have to be built. There is also a settlement that has been reached in this True Blood lawsuit, which has to do with forensic patients. These are patients that come in on the criminal side, many of whom are languishing in jails, waiting for a competency evaluation and restoration services at the state hospitals. That settlement is very broad, very sweeping, and will come with a big price tag. So we're looking to see if and how that's funded in this budget. The bottom line is mental health is going to be a big ticket item. And really, I'm going to be looking to see how much is he spending. Are we talking about $100 million over the next 2 years, half a billion, $1 billion? What's it going to take to really right this system?
It'll be interesting to see what he unveils on that today. And of course, the main budget gets revealed on Thursday. It could be a $50 billion proposal. And that seems to be a milestone in spending.
It is a milestone. I think when I started here about 15 years ago, the state budget was something like $28 billion every 2 years. But we are a growing state, about a million additional people every decade, plus in recent years, a ton of new spending into K-12 education because of the McCleary lawsuit. The current state budget is right around $45 billion, and that's just state dollars, not federal. But yeah, hitting that $50 billion does seem like a milestone for a growing state, and you're going to have people saying we're spending too much. We need to rein it in.
Well, one of the big ticket items pushing the budget to that mark will be efforts to save Puget Sound orcas. Tell us about that.
Absolutely. I mean, this is it seems like this has been the year of the orca. You know, we spent a lot of time this summer watching that mother orca carrying her dead baby calf. The orca is you know, kind of the canary in the coal mine here for the health of Puget Sound. State Lands Commissioner Hillary Franz has said it's going to cost, at least initially, upwards of $100 million, $90 to $100 million to start to do the things that she thinks are necessary. So this governor's budget is certainly going to include some funding proposals around orca recovery. Of course, that's also about salmon recovery. The orcas feed on salmon, but it's really down that food chain. So look for some major investment in Puget Sound health and in orca recovery in this budget.
So we should also say, even though the governor's proposing his budget this week, there's still a long process to actually get a spending plan finalized.
Right. This is, you know, the governor proposes a vision. It's often described as sort of a moral document or the governor's articulating of his priorities. But what happens is lawmakers return in January. They actually write the budget. The House will have a proposal. The Senate will have a proposal. Democrats are in control in 2019. They'll have to reconcile those differences. And then they'll present a budget to the governor to sign into law. Of course, he will hope that many of his priorities, especially because his party is in power, are included in that document. But really, he proposes, they ultimately write it, and then he passes it and or vetoes portions of it.
All right, Austin, thanks so much.
You're very welcome.